The White House is not all too happy with the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, wearing a shirt saying nasty. That black and white shirt with the word nasty on it referenced President Trump after his visit Tuesday to Puerto Rico. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary.
I think that it is sad that the mayor of San Juan chose to make that a political statement instead of a time of focusing on the relief efforts. The president invited her to be part of that conversation. He specifically asked in the meeting where many were present, including a couple dozen other mayors who were very happy with the recovery efforts, the governor, the congresswoman. He opened the floor up for discussion, and she actually made zero comments. To me, that would have been the time and the place that she should have weighed in and asked for what she needed and laid out what she was asking for San Juan. She didn't. Instead, she chose to wait until the president left and then criticize him on TV, which I think is the wrong thing for her to do for her constituents. And I hope next time she's given the opportunity to help her constituents, she'll take it.
President Trump, while in Puerto Rico, made news with his comparison of the death toll from Hurricane Katrina versus Puerto Rico. A little over 1,800 people died in Hurricane Katrina. President Trump marked only 16 died so far in Puerto Rico. He also made news as he lobbed rolls of paper towels at those in need. There were some that felt that it was very condescending and rude. Even with this latest controversy, expect more visits to hurricane-damaged areas.
The vice president will be traveling to Florida, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. He will meet with survivors, local officials, and first responders and personally assess the massive recovery efforts. The federal government continues to provide much-needed personnel and supplies to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Puerto Rico's governor recently said, and I quote, "The president and the administration, every time we've asked them to execute, they've executed quickly." That has been and will continue to be our goal. This unprecedented relief effort should make it very clear we will not rest or stop until all of our people are safe, secure, and set on a clear path toward building the very bright future they deserve.
April Ryan, AURN News.